Dealing with Bad Guys, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, "It is not possible for that best of men to be moved by danger. I know well of his energy, like Shachi knows with Indra." Sitadevi speaking to Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayan, Sunda Kand, 37.15. Indrari. Sarari. These are Sanskrit words used to address the bad characters from ancient times. There was a dividing line when the species first came to be. Two sisters were the origin. Diti and Aditi, the good guys sprung from Aditi and the bad from Diti. The good guys are known as Suras. A few English translations for this word are god and demigod. In scientific terms, people of this category live mostly in the mode of goodness. Since they possess goodness at such a high level, the Suras can live a long time. Their residence is the heavenly realm, where money can in fact grow on trees, and instantly at that, as soon as requested. It is interesting to note that the Sanskrit word for the bad guys is a simple negation. Take the word for the good people and put a short a sound in front of it. You get a sura. The mode of goodness is absent, and so there is a tendency towards bad behavior. While the suras believe in God and work for him to the best of their ability, the asuras are strongly against the concept of a supreme deity. Rather, the objective is to rise to supremacy at the personal level, to somehow defeat the force known as time, which has yet to lose. Sarari also refers to the asuras. The bad harass the good. They don't leave well enough alone. They don't simply go about their day and try to enjoy the senses. They are against the idea of religion, which includes some sort of sacrifice. From Vedic teachings we learn that such sacrifice, known as yajna, literally and symbolically feeds good behavior. The demigods eat the offerings made in the fire, and the act is purifying at the personal level, helping to increase the mode of goodness within and rid the sense of false ego that otherwise tends to increase with each accomplishment. Indrari also refers to the asuras, but in a more specific way. These are the enemies of Indra. Indrari implies very powerful people, since Indra is the king of the suras. He is the leading fighter in their army. The enemies of Indra are courageous enough to take him on in battle. As they possess significant power, they are not afraid. But they can only proceed in this pursuit to victory through ignorance. They do not know who is behind the suras, favoring them whenever they fall into trouble. The above referenced verse from the Ramayana gives an idea. Sitadevi says that her husband Rama is not moved by danger. The asuras are known for creating danger. Sometimes they scare people into avoiding a fight. Just give up and there won't be any trouble. This happened with the Rakshasa named Ravan, who drove his brother Kuvera out of the island of Lanka. Rama is not moved because he is the one behind the entire material creation. He empowers every single person. Without his presence, not a blade of grass would move. Scientists win awards for discovering laws of nature, but what about the person who created those laws? Discovery is one thing, but the initial creation and engineering are more important. The Suras know the truth, and so they are considered friends to Rama. He is always on their side, though typically neutral to the ups and downs of material life. If anyone were inclined to doubt Sita's testimony, there is the comparison to Indra. The wife of Indra is known as Shachi. One of her other names is Balamajar, which means the daughter of Puloma. Shachi knows well the prowess of her husband, as she has witnessed his great fighting ability on many occasions. Sita is equally familiar with the energy of her husband. She knows that Rama cannot be scared into retreating. Rather, it is the Rakshasas in Lanka who will be moving back. This is the just reward for their crimes. They have carried on for too long thinking that there is no God and that no consequences attach to grossly sinful behavior. In closing, not until enemy defeating, from danger never retreating, with bow and arrow in hand, in battle courageously to stand, Sita knowing her husband and doom, that for Lanka arriving soon, since enemies of Suras resisting, reward for in that path persisting.